A regular guest on this show is Sam Stovall, who has been reporting on stock market data for 35 years. He penned a recent article taking note of the anniversary of the 10-year bull market, and then, as he always does, he started crunching some numbers, and I'm always interested to see what the history looks like and get some perspective on that. Sam Stovall is Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA. Hey, Sam, welcome back.
Good to talk to you again, Steve.
So if we're thinking that the bull market is now 10 years old, so you're talking about, you know, October of 08 to October of 2018, I was always thinking that the official bottom of that market was really March of 09. Is that true or not?
Yes, it is. I think that some people remember October of 2008 simply because it was right after the Lehman experience.
Yeah.
And investors just weren't sure how far down the market would go. So you're absolutely correct. October of 08 was not the beginning of this new bull market. March 9th of 09 was. Yeah. So the 10th anniversary really takes place in early March of next year.
Okay. You know, remembering back to that, that decline in October of 08 and the subsequent bounce higher and then that more devastating decline, disheartening, I would say, in March, that was really, I mean, everybody by that time was wrung out, you know, kind of petrified, and you could kind of hear a pin drop in the financial world. So, you know, I remember those days very clearly. And then the market started to come back quite nicely after that. So you've written in other articles that you're saying the next downturn could be as much as 40%. And there's a lot of people worried, well, you know, with this long bull market of 10 years, aren't we due for a serious downturn?
Well, you're absolutely right. This bull market is now the longest since World War II. Actually, I believe it could even be extended back to 1900. Mm. And if you are on the high side of the median of bull market duration since World War II, the average bear market decline that followed that bull was 38%, ditto for the average gain that was higher than the 100% gain normally seen in bull markets since World War II. Mm-hmm. We're currently up more than 330%. Again, that points to about a 38% decline. But the clincher is valuations at the top of bull markets. We are at the second most expensive price-to-earnings ratio since World War II, second only to the tech bubble. And in the following bear markets, the average decline was 41% for those bull markets that were more expensive than the average.
The PE statistic seems to vary depending on who you talk to. I've looked at the statistic lately, and it seems to be in the 18 range, 18 times earnings. I don't know the exact number. The average is maybe 15, 16. I want you to come back with the numbers here, but when I think of high, I'm thinking of PEs in the 20s. Where do you see it?
Well, if somebody says, what is the PE of the market? Just like almost any other financial question, the right answer is that depends. Are you talking about trailing earnings? Are you talking about projected earnings?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about operating earnings, which is what Wall Street tends to look at, or what's called GAAP earnings, which, like Prego spaghetti sauce, includes everything.
Yeah.
So if you try to be consistent, then you look toward the PE ratios that are GAAP, which are currently 23 times. If you are looking at operating PEs, then the trailing 12 month, which includes the second quarter of this year, we're looking at 19 times. So in both situations, we are well above the long-term average.
So there's three conditions for a downturn, and you're not predicting one, you're not saying when and so on, but you've written that the three conditions are very long, very high, very expensive. You think the markets qualify for those three conditions now?
Well, it just happens that that's what it looks like when we do finally roll over into a new bear market, but as you just said, it does not tell us when. Traditionally, bull markets don't die of old age, they die of fright.
Yeah.
And what they're most afraid of is recession. And I look to housing starts, consumer sentiment, and the difference between the 10-year yield and 2-year yield, known as the yield curve, to help identify when a recession might be around the corner. All three indicators are not pointing to a recession right now. And one additional thing I look at is how long we have been in an inverted yield curve, meaning that short rates are higher than long rates.
Yeah.
Normally, we're in an inverted situation for 11 months before we dip into recession. We have yet to be in that kind of condition.
Now, we've had a pretty significant sell-off as I speak. You know, market days where the Dow is down 600 kind of shakes things up a little bit. But we don't really see, I guess, in the aggregate, the numbers, like you say, pointing towards a recession. So it seems to me that this is just nervousness about certain things going on in the marketplace, worries about higher interest rates or inflation or housing starts and things like that. And maybe just people, you know, institutions kind of letting some steam off or something like that, rebalancing their portfolios. So you think we're still in a bull market at this point?
Yes, I do. We just endured our second decline of 5% or more in this calendar year. And let's face it, we tend to have pullbacks, 5 to 10% declines every year.
Yeah.
But what's a little unnerving is that we were down twice in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And history says more times than not that the second decline tends to be deeper than the first decline.
Mm-hmm.
So the first decline was off 10.2%, so I would not be surprised if we do end up with a decline that's slightly greater than that. But as you just said, I'm not looking for a bear market because I'm not expecting a recession anytime soon. I am, however, looking for a pickup in volatility.
Yeah.
We, in the first 2 weeks of October, have seen a 40% increase in average daily volatility as compared with the first 9 months of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look back over 12 months, we got away with murder because we are about 50% below the normal amount of volatility since 2000 and about 25% below the average since 1950. So over the long term, we've been experiencing a pretty smooth ride.
So buckle up. It's going to get a little crazy out there, but stay in your seat. And we don't see anything right in front of us to indicate that the game is over or the bull market is over.
Exactly. And if you even have the wherewithal, once we do appear to be bottoming out, you might want to consider buying rather than bailing.
Yep. My guest, Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA. Sam, we will have you back the next time the market starts doing some funky things again, okay?
I look forward to it.
So do I. If you have a question about what we just discussed, ask us, visit our website, stevepomerantz.com, to join our conversation, to listen, to read all of our segments. And while you're there, sign up for our weekly update for the important topics that we've covered, and they come straight into your inbox. That's stevepomerantz.com.